In this bulletin, a global coronavirus inquiry officially backed by the World Health Assembly. New South Wales eases some of its travel restrictions. And in sport, tensions in the NRL over the one-on-field policy. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An independent review of the handling of the coronavirus pandemic will take place with an EU and Australian-led resolution at the World Health Assembly formally passing overnight. The vote was carried without objections, with China also backing the proposal, along with more than 100 other nations. Despite its support, China has criticised Australia for pushing for an investigation, accusing it of ulterior political motives. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says Australia should not be taking credit for the final agreement.
The resolution and the so-called independent international inquiry raised by Australia are not the same thing. For example, the resolution suggests an evaluation at an appropriate moment rather than immediately launching a so-called inquiry.
But the federal government welcomed the passing of the resolution. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Health Minister Greg Hunt say Australia has been clear on its calls for such a review. People in New South Wales will be free to head to the state's holiday spots from June the 1st under an easing of travel restrictions. The state has recorded 4 new cases of COVID-19 after conducting more than 7,000 tests. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people wanting to venture out should plan ahead.
Whilst we're easing restrictions, we want people to enjoy the extra freedom they have. However, it does mean you have to think ahead and plan ahead and accept that nothing we did before the pandemic will be quite the same during the pandemic. So whilst it's good news, please treat the good news with caution, be extra organised, plan ahead, book ahead, do things online.
Queensland's chief medical officer says border closures were an extremely important measure for the state to control the spread of coronavirus. Tourism lobby groups are among those calling for the borders to reopen in time for the school holidays, but Queensland has indicated that probably won't be happening until at least September. There's been one new positive case detected in a return traveller. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says a woman who returned from India 2 months ago tested positive after developing mild respiratory symptoms.
We're not sure whether that is a persistent case or whether she's acquired it here. We think it most likely that she acquired the case in India, but we'll now have to do a lot of work to work through that, some additional testing, and also we'll have to talk to her and look at contact tracing. So all that work has started.
A new study has found global daily carbon emissions dropped by more than a sixth at the height of the coronavirus lockdowns in early April. The researchers calculated daily emissions and compared them with the average daily level last year. Lead author Professor Corinne Lecaire of the University of East Anglia says the reduced use of cars was a major factor.
The fall in emissions we're seeing, 17% per day, is enormous. We haven't experienced something like this before, as far as we can tell. It's driven by changes in road transport.
India and Bangladesh are bracing for Cyclone Amphan, which is packing winds of up to 230 kilometres an hour. The cyclone is expected to weaken when it makes landfall, but will cause extensive damage from high winds and heavy rainfall in crowded cities like Calcutta. Authorities are trying to evacuate millions of people while maintaining social distancing. Chief of India's Weather Bureau says the cyclone has the potential to cause extensive damage.
At the time of landfall, it will be a very extremely severe cyclone storm. It will have the wind speed of 165 to 175 kilometers per hour, gusting to 195 kilometers per hour. This type of wind is very disastrous. It can cause large-scale damage to the structures. It can cause uprooting of big trees.
To sport, and National Rugby League referees have promised to refrain from strike action despite a breakdown in talks with administrators. The league and the referees union will head for arbitration later this week. It follows a controversial ARL decision to revert to one referee for the rest of the season. Union representative Silvio Del Vecchio says full-time referees are willing to accept a 20% pay cut to ensure two on-field officials are appointed per game.
We don't want to do anything that will hold up the game. But this is also about employee rights, and we must do what is right.
The NRL is set to resume its season on Thursday next week, with the league reportedly having settled on a broadcast deal with Nine and Fox Sports worth almost $2 billion. A look at the weather for the rest of today now. It's partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 20. Showers are increasing today in Adelaide, 16. Much the same in Melbourne, an afternoon shower or two for Hobart, 17 degrees. A few showers for the capital, Canberra, 14. Fine weather for Wollongong, 23. Much the same for Sydney, 24. Similar conditions in Newcastle. A shower or two in Brisbane, 24. Showers and 28 degrees in Cairns. And partly cloudy, 33 degrees in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.